Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and on this half-hour Motown Memories, we continue to feature songs that Barrett Strong either sang or he co-wrote. This half-hour, we'll hear from The Temptations, The Undisputed Truth, Barrett Strong singing, and Marvin Gaye. Barrett Strong returned to the Motown fold writing songs in 1966. He recalled that they were doing my style of music then. They were doing something a little different when I left, but they were doing more soulful rhythm and blues style stuff, so I thought I had a place there. So I had an idea I thought I could take back and see if they could do something with it, and that was the song I heard through the grapevine that we heard the previous half hour. While teaming with Norman Whitfield, Barrett allowed his performing aspirations to lapse in favor of being half of one of Motown's top songwriting duos. We used to hang around together, partying things during the school days, he recalled. When I came back to the company in 1966, Norman was there, so we just hooked up. And now The Temptations with a number one song co-written by Barrett Strong, I Can't Get Next to You, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Powell.
With Tom Fallon.
An enemy to all mankind. within the younger generation. Induction, then destruction. Who wants to die? Oh, oh. Too short and precious to spend fighting wars each day. War can't give life, it can only take it away. Oh, war! They say we must fight to keep our freedom, but Lord knows it gotta be a better way. I said, war, yeah, yeah.
What is it good for?
Absolutely. Say it again.
Here comes another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. Tom Fallon. Tom Fallon.
Take my advice, I'm only trying to
Well, that was The Undisputed Truth with Smiling Faces Sometime. That song reached number 3 in 1971 and was co-written by Barrett Strong. Before that, another song written by both Barrett Strong and Norman Whitfield. That was War, but that was not the number 1 song by Edward Starr. That was the version that was recorded before Edward's hit, and that was The Temptations. Well, at the time in 1970, The Temptations were also being produced by Norman Whitfield, and that's why Barrett and Norman had so many hits together with The Temptations. Well, in early 1970, The Temptations released an album called Psychedelic Shack, which had that hit song on it, and also had a song called War. Motown received hundreds of letters, many from college students, urging them to release War as a single. Well, the Motown company had other priorities for The Temptations, including a new single called Ball of Confusion, and thinking that there was a hit potential in War, Norman Whitfield asked Edward Starr if he'd like to record it. Well, Edward had included a couple of Whitfield songs in the 25 Miles album recorded the previous year, and he agreed to work with the producer and have that number one hit. Let's continue now with another number one hit that Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong had together with The Temptations, the classic, Just My Imagination Running Away With Me, The Temptations' number one song from 1971, right here on Motown Memories with Tom.
This is is the home of Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
Motown Memories at Yahoo.com.
That's MotownMemories@Yahoo.com.
Sixth and last song that Barrett Strong released himself as an artist, that was Misery, and that was recorded and released in 1960. Well, before that, the fifth release from Barrett Strong, Let's Rock, from 1960, And we started off with a Barrett Strong co-written great song, Just My Imagination Running Away With Me. That was The Temptations, and that reached number one from 1971. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and this entire hour, we've been featuring both the music that Barrett Strong sang, as well as the music that he co-wrote. Let's continue now with another great song that he co-wrote with Norman Whitfield. Papa Was a Rolling Stone, a number one song by The Temptations. But 4 months before The Temptations song became a hit, label makers The Undisputed Truth, who we heard from earlier this half hour, were struggling up the charts with their version of the Norman Whitfield Barrett Strong song that was released previously. Peaking at number 63, The Undisputed Truth's rendition of that recording was all but forgotten when The Temptations reached number one for the fourth and last time in their career. Well, it had been a popular Motown practice for songs in the company's Jobbett Publishing catalog to be recorded by several different artists on the label's roster. Many times, the Motown executives would vote on which song an artist would go first, and they voted on the Undisputed Truth version. Well, although it wasn't originally their song, The Temptations have made this song, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, an integral part of their repertoire, and perhaps one of the best Motown songs known of all times. Well, let's hear the song in its entirety, the long version of Papa Was a Rolling Stone, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
To say that Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama? bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hold her head and say, Papa was a lonely soul.
Makes a flower grow.
Well, that was Marvin Gaye and another Norman Whitfield Barrett Strong composition, Too Busy Thinking About My Baby. That reached number 4 in 1969 and also reached number 1 on the Rhythm and Blues chart back then. And that was recorded and released right after the number 1 song I Heard Through the Grapevine that Marvin took to number 1, where Gladys Knight and the Pips had a number 2 song the previous year. And we started with The Temptations, number 1 from 1970, Papa Was a Rolling Stone. You've been listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we've been featuring the music that Barrett Strong both wrote and sang this entire hour. Hope you enjoyed it. Well, Barrett left Motown for good in 1973. He recalled that I wanted to try something different. Well, Strong paused at the Epic record label long enough to make a little noise as a singer with a song called Stand Up and Cheer for the Preacher, the summer before scoring his last hit to date in 1975 for Capitol with a song called Is It True? Well, Barrett today operates his own record label, Blarett Records, in Southfield, Michigan, and he has high hopes for his rap, gospel, and rhythm and blues staple. Well, if you have a question or comments for me for Motown Memories, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit my website at www.MotownMemories.com. That's www.MotownMemories.com. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.